You're listening to the adventures of me, Herbert Daring Dashwood, and my stalwart ghoul manservant, Argyle. Today's episode, Escape from Paradise Falls.
So little faith, boss. I could disarm this slaver junk with my eyes closed. 1 second. There, now for yours. Stand still.
Argyle, you magnificent bastard, you did it!
Don't thank me yet, boss. We still gotta get out of here. Let's go, while the guard's away from the front gate.
Not so fast, my flesh-rotten friend. That girl we came in with. We're the only chance she's got. Come on!
Always with the dames.
All right, she's locked in there. They call it the box. First, we need to remove that guard.
Hey, fella. Got a light? Lotus kick! Hee!
Ha-ha! Now the door.
Child's play, boss. Okay, lady, you're rescued. Now let's get out of... What? Boss, it's empty.
Hands up, chumps. Nobody escapes from Paradise Falls. Now, let's move back to the pen nice and slow before...
Drop the steel, you slaver scumbag. You boys all right? I broke out of the box and was almost home free when I noticed your predicament.
Wait a minute. We do the rescuing around here, sister.
Now, Argyle, no need to be hasty. We owe this young lady our thanks, miss...
Penelope Chase, fortune hunter. You can buy me a beer later. Now let's cut this shindig short and get the bloody hell out of here. Come on!
Argyle, old friend, I think I'm in love!
GNR, Three Dog, all you need to know.
A big thank you goes out to the mysterious traveler from Vault 101 for saving the little town of Canterbury Commons. From who, you ask? A couple of self-obsessed super psychos called the Antagonizer and the Mechanist. Hey, I couldn't make this shit up if I tried.
One more story for you. I've been getting more and more reports about these mercenary maniacs from Talon Company. Whatever you do, steer clear of these hombres. What you have, they want, and they're not really into asking politely. And now, a public service announcement. Don't feed the Yagwai, that is all.
Sweet America, hello again. This is President Eden. I'd like to have a chat. When I was a child, growing up in rural Kentucky, I had the best friend a boy could hope for, my dear old dog, Honey. Oh-ho-ho, the adventures we had. From Knob Creek to Hogginville we roamed, carefree and courageous, irresponsible and completely inseparable. It was, for a little boy, the perfect existence. So let me ask you, America, how many of your children can say the same? How many of this nation's youth are truly happy, truly carefree? Well, we both know the answer, don't we? None.
The women of Vegas ask me if there's a Mrs. New Vegas. Well, of course there is. You're her, and you're just as beautiful as the day we met. Got a little story for you. Travelers near the Repcon test facility report seeing strange objects flying through the sky. A local crackpot said this to a toy bear near one of our microphones.
It was ghouls, I tell you. Religious ghouls in a rocket ship looking for a land to call their own. Don't you laugh at me now. I know a spell will make you show your true form. Cave Rat taught it to me.
And that's the news. Now, have you ever taught someone you loved them when it wasn't quite true? Of course you have. But you shouldn't, because it's a sin to tell a lie.
Welcome, Utopitha, to another episode of Know Your Mutants. Today we're proud to have best friend Tabitha with us. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Rhonda. You look good.
So, what type of mutant do you want to talk about this time, best friend Tabitha?
I thought I'd briefly talk about the first generation super mutants, Rhonda.
Oh, what can you tell us about them?
What we call first generation super mutants, Rhonda, were actually created by the Master himself. Like everything the Master took a direct hand in, they were better than the ones who came later, the ones made by accident. They were smarter, almost as smart as Nightkin, and were able to think and act for themselves. However, the first generation seems to have some kind of suicidal urge they can't control.
How terrible! What makes you say that, best friend Tabitha?
So far, all first-generation super-mutants that have come to Utopia have left not soon after!
How strange! Why would anyone need the comfort and safety that Utopia provides?
Why indeed, Rhonda? But now, there's not a single first-generation super-mutant in Utopia!